Welcome back to Podcast 8. We are so excited that you are joining us again this week. So in this week's podcast, we are sharing with you the next step with Healthy Kids, Inc. And we have been waiting for that perfect time to share with you what we've been working on. And it's almost like waiting for that perfect time to tell your family that you're pregnant. You know, you want everything to be perfect and ready. Well, Mom, I'm not pregnant, but I am so excited to announce the next phase in our Healthy Kids, Inc. journey. So in podcast one, we shared a little bit about our journey and how we got to this point. And today's episode is a continuation of that, but it's also a very in-depth personal look at our business strategy and also our spiritual journey. And I bring that up because the truth is that our business journey has also paralleled our spiritual journey. And I feel like that would be an important thing to share because it really helps to show some insight as to the future and the direction that we're taking with Healthy Kids, Inc. But I talk about the spiritual journey, and the truth is, it was happening to me, and I didn't even know what was happening. So shortly after we started our business, again, it's been about 5 years or so ago, I started to have these very weird coincidences that would happen to me. And so, for example, I would go to the grocery store, and my bill would be $74 even, which was really strange. I mean, I don't remember ever in my previous life things like that happening. But I can tell you right now that has probably happened no less than 15 times over the last 5 years. Or I would go to the gas station and the pump would click off at $35 even. Without me even prompting it, it would just click off at that amount. It happened so much that I had to start taking notice. I mean, it was way more than a coincidence. And these types of signs just kept happening. And one of the strangest ones was one time I had, it was like $11 in cash. And I went to Kroger because I had to pick up a couple things from the grocery store. And my bill, for example, was about $8.47. It wasn't even an even number. It was very strange, $8.47. Then I had to go to Walmart because I needed to grab one or two more things. And when I got up to the checkout counter, would you believe that my bill was for the exact change that I had from that $11? I mean, it was the craziest thing. There was no way that could be ever replicated again. And a few summers ago, I was at a farmer's market and I had picked up some peaches, some potatoes, and some tomatoes. And, you know, I was checking them out. He put them all in the scanner and he rang them up and the total came to $9.99. And he said, oh my gosh, he said, that's one in a million. He said, that has never happened. It's one in a million. I couldn't replicate that again if I tried. And honest to goodness, that stuff happens to me all of the time. It's always number related. So when all of this started many years ago, I was still in corporate at the time, and I mentioned all of this to a friend that I was working with. And I told him what was happening. And he sat back in his chair and he smiled and he said, that's God knocking on your door. He said he's trying to get your attention. He said he talks to you in ways that only you would understand. And I had to just step back for a second. And you know, I'm a numbers person. I spent my whole career in banking. So I would notice those types of things. It could probably happen to a million other people who wouldn't notice it. But me being a numbers person, it completely caught my attention. And I really didn't know what to think. I didn't know God. I didn't have time for him. And spirituality just wasn't on my radar. We were building a business. I was working corporate. We had small kids. I didn't have time for this. But he and I, we continued to talk a lot. And he's since become a really great friend and a really great mentor to me. But he told me to remember, he said that God can't talk to us the way that he and I were talking. He said he talks to you through people, through dreams, through signs. And from that point, everything changed from that day. And we continued to build our business, we continued to work corporate, and I continued to get those signs. And it was just the wildest thing that really started to guide our business direction. And I began to read a lot more spiritual texts. I began to read about a lot of texts from Dr. Wayne Dyer, and really everything started to change for me and my eyes started to open. So I bring all that up because our journey in Healthy Kids, Inc. has also paralleled that spiritual journey, and it's also really been a lot about faith. And you'll soon see why this played a role in many of our decisions for the business and what some of those synchronicities meant. So 2 years ago, this month, our business took a huge turn that changed our life forever. But before I even talk about that, let me kind of set the stage to what happened the year prior. So go back to 2013. So 2013, I attended a conference called the Partnership for a Healthier America. And it's a conference that's held in DC every year. Michelle Obama is the keynote speaker every year at that event. And she's also the honorary chair of that PHA group. PHA is an arm of her Let's Move initiative. So in 2013, I attended the conference by myself, and talk about the signs. I mean, this was an incredible sign. So there were 1,000 people there, and we had all been in a hotel for the conference for the 2 days, but Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker at the very end of the conference. Well, for security reasons, they had to do her presentation offsite at a different location so that we could all go through security. So they had to get us all on a bus and bus us to a different location. So that's what happened. The conference was ending. They were loading all of us onto a bus, and I sat down in a chair or on the bus seat. And a girl sits down beside of me, and we start to just have casual conversation. I loved her energy. It was just, you know, we were totally hitting it off. And I told her what my name was, and I said, "Hi, I'm Mandy Curry." And she looked at me and she smiled, and she said, "That's my name too." And I didn't even know what to think. She was from California, which is my dream state. Her name was Amanda Curry, and Curry was her maiden name. So she had since become married, and so she still kept the Curry name. And mine, of course, is married. So, but nonetheless, we shared the same name. And she also taught kids cooking classes. And I thought, my gosh, there are 1,000 people here. What are the odds that I would be sitting next to a person who has the same name? We have same interests. It was, you couldn't replicate that again. So we continue to talk to this day, and she continues to do amazing things, but talk about a sign from the universe. But I really didn't know what it meant at that time. So, but what I do remember though, is because of that, that PHA conference had a really special place in my heart, because that to me was a really big sign. So fast forward 1 year later, and it's time for that annual PHA conference again. Well, this year for the conference, to lead up to the conference, they sent an email out where they were holding what they called a hackathon. So a hackathon is where you would bring web developers, web designers, and entrepreneurs together to solve a problem. So they were taking applications where you could apply if you wanted to try to be selected to participate in this, which was huge. So that was what they were trying to solve. They were wanting to pull these folks together from across the country to solve childhood obesity. Well, truly, we were not qualified. I didn't feel like we were. I mean, we were not a web designer. We were not web developers. Yes, we were entrepreneurs, but I didn't know if that was strong enough. So I debated, and literally every day I talked myself out of it. I said, no, I don't think that we're really this. I'm sure we wouldn't even be considered for it. And finally, it was the day before the deadline. And I remember telling Kirk, I said, you know what? Let's just go for it. Let's just try it and let's just see. And if we don't get selected, who cares? So I submitted the application. And a week later, we got a call that we were selected to participate in the hackathon. And we could not believe it. We were so excited. It was the coolest thing to be in a room with web designers and web developers. I mean, just that process alone was going to be amazing. So we got to DC to participate. And it was truly 3 days of craziness. And I joke because, you know, again, I was the entrepreneur going there, and most of the room were the web folks, web designers, web developers. So I was the only one who didn't even have a computer. I mean, they all had computers. They were super creative. Many of them were just teenagers. And so the idea was we kind of broke up into groups and we started to kind of flush out our ideas. And there were 4 of us that came up with the idea of Start a Garden. And Start a Garden would be a platform that would help teachers easily start their own classroom gardens. And so our team formed over that. And our business partners were Kirk and myself. And then also we had a web designer from Rhode Island. And we also had a web developer, a 16-year-old student from the first computer science school, public school, out of New York City. His class was able to participate in it, so it was the 4 of us, and we spent the entire weekend together hashing out this idea of Start a Garden, built the prototype, came up with the name, reserved the name, built the logo. Like, it was awesome. And so at the end of the weekend, we had to present our ideas to a panel of judges, And the judges were varied. A gentleman from the CDC, from the PHA. I mean, these were really good people who were there being a part of this. So what from this point then, they would select two groups, the top two groups, whoever had the best idea. And there were roughly, I don't know, maybe eight groups or more that ended up pitching their ideas at the end of the weekend. So they pitched their ideas. We had to wait for a while they made their decision. They brought everybody back in. They had narrowed it down to two people who would go on to the next level. And would you believe that we had won? We were one of two that were selected to go back the next month to the big PHA conference that I had just sat as an attendee in last year, to actually go back there, get on stage, and present our idea to all of, to 1,000 attendees, what we were, you know, our prototype. And then they were also, of the two, then the audience would select the winner. So we did it. And we went back a month later. We made our pitch in front of the audience of 1,000 people. They voted. They brought us back on the next day, or at the end of the conference. Actually, we were announced right before Michelle Obama was coming back on again as the keynote. And we ended up winning. So we became the PHA winner of the hackathon. And it truly just blew our mind. I mean, we had never experienced this type of success before. And as a result of it, then Start a Garden began. And the four of us became the founders of the business. We spent a year building the platform. Kirk became our master gardener and the expert behind it. It was featured in Huffington Post. It was featured in Fortune. I mean, it was incredible. So we spent a year building the platform. We launched it just last March. And it was such an amazing journey for us. But I continue to think about the synchronicities that got us to that point. So at that point, when Start a Garden launched, though, you know, I was still working corporate. I was traveling 2 to 3 days a week, leading a really big team with a lot of responsibility. And now we were growing two startup businesses. And I loved all of it, but I knew I was going to have to make a decision. And the decision was, do I go with my ego and stay where I was at, you know, in banking, continue to grow, continue to make amazing money, travel, have great dinners? Or do I go with my heart and that complete uncertainty that comes along with entrepreneurship? And a few signs came my way that solidified what needed to happen. And I'm so grateful to the universe for knowing me so well, because otherwise I don't know if I would have been able to make that decision. But we knew this was the right decision that we had to make. So I made that leap of faith, which I talked about in podcast one. We put our heart in the universe's plans for us, and we went, and I left corporate to grow Healthy Kids Inc. And it was wild, but amazing. And that spiritual path that we've been on continues to give us these amazing signs. And you know, I still get those number signs every once in a while, but the last couple of years, oddly enough, it has turned into these pennies. I find pennies everywhere I go. And it almost becomes like a joke, and the kids get so excited every time we find a penny. I mean, I've probably found thousands of pennies. It's crazy. I mean, who would have ever even thought? Most people don't even ever look down. I don't know why, but I find them all the time. And I truly believe that it's God's way of telling me not to be afraid, not to be afraid. And there was a saying that says, when fear knocks, let faith answer. And how true is that? So over the last year of full-time entrepreneurship, we've had to figure it all out. We were growing two startups. We hired multiple coaches to help us. And that was pretty expensive in and of itself. You know, and we had to make a lot of internal decisions. And again, it was that battle between ego and heart. And so our ego was saying, okay, we got to go with the market. There are billions of dollars that are being pumped into grocery delivery and meal delivery. And we were diving into that. And it's being labeled as the next dot-com industry. It's huge. And our coach really tried to take us down that path. We were writing business plans. We were beginning to look for investors. We were spending weeks on the 3-year forecast, the 5-year forecast. I mean, it was intense. And we were starting to see our competitors join in on that. They were joining in on meal delivery, on grocery delivery. We knew that was where the market was heading. But amidst all of this, I just wasn't at peace. My heart was saying something different. Our heart said that we would be taking families down the wrong path. And as a result, I wasn't sleeping well. My anxiety was really high. And I began to ask for guidance from the universe. And that was really the first time that I've actually asked for it. I mean, generally in the past on the spiritual journey, those signs have just come to me. But in this time, though, I asked for it. And oddly enough, on 10/16 last year, I had this crazy experience. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, almost vertical out of bed, with the most clarity and peace that I had felt over the past year. It was incredible. And the message that was glaring in my head was, when the market zigs, you zag. You need to do the garden integration. And it was so strong of a message that I actually ran downstairs. I wrote it in my journal. And shortly after, we made that decision. We made the decision that we were going to integrate the two businesses and show families how to grow the foods that we featured in the meal planner. Shortly after that, we let our coach go and we began the integration. And I just had to trust that message. And you know, all the people were telling us that that is not the right decision, that it's going to take you down a different path. The two don't relate. And we heard that a lot. You know, we target busy families who barely have time to make dinner, let alone garden. You know, it's not going to work is what people kept telling us. These two can't be combined. But our heart told us to trust the message. And so we began to really deep dive into the data, deep dive into what our members' needs were, deep dive into, you know, what the community needed. And our data began to support the strategy. And what we've realized, you know, there are two different types of people. You've got the do-it-yourselfers and you've got the do-it-for-me people. And there's nothing wrong with either. But what we know, though, is that our Healthy Kids community, we're the DIYers. You know, we don't necessarily want it done for us. We want somebody to teach us so that we can do it ourselves. You know, I think about this a lot. I remember speaking at a conference, it's a couple of years ago, where a woman in the very back raised her hand as we were talking about healthy eating and that type of thing. And she asked me about this latest launch of supplements that had just hit the market that provided all of the nutrients that someone would need without ever having to eat. And so that's what she said. She said, she asked me if I'd heard about it, and she was thinking about it. She wanted to do a supplement that would give her everything she needed because she was too busy to eat. And so she was looking for something that would give her what she needed. That's not our community. We're the DIYers. We want to do it ourselves. We love learning to cook. We like trying new things. We want to teach our kids new things. We're so much more hands-on. But the reason that most don't garden or cook is because we're afraid to fail. And so that's why we call both of our systems, both Healthy Kids Inc. and Start a Garden, the fail-proof system, because we found a way to make the processes super simple for both. But you know, in addition to those teachable moments with kids and being hands-on, there's something really magical that happens in gardening. Even if it's just a container that you're growing tomatoes in, just watching the process of something growing from seed is so therapeutic, and it's so great for kids to be a part of that. You know, this past spring, we grew a ton of vegetables in containers, and it was an amazing spring and summer for us because our deck just felt alive. We didn't have an actual garden space in the ground. We grew everything on our deck in containers, and it was great. And it was so fun being able to go out in the morning and check on them and asking the kids to, hey, go pick some cucumbers so we can put them in a salad. Or if we didn't know what type of a side dish to make, we would just go grab a zucchini and quickly make some zucchini chips. I mean, we were 10 steps away from amazing quality food, and we were picking it when it had its highest peak of nutrients. How amazing is that? That's what our kids need to experience. Many kids don't even know that a French fry comes from a potato that is grown in the ground. So the teachable moments, I mean, that opportunity to show our kids where food comes from is so important. And we're finding that if kids grow it, they're more likely to eat it. So if you have a picky eater, take note of that. But you know, we've actually been talking with a lot of teens over the last couple of months, and they all have asked about gardening. And in fact, then when we expanded on it and we said, okay, well, how many of you would actually like to garden? 80% raised their hand. And I said, okay, well, then how many of you would actually try the food if you grew it? 80% raised their hand again. I mean, kids are actually looking forward to the gardening process. So that's where we are with Healthy Kids, Inc. I mean, we've had tremendous support. We actually have received an Innovation Award and an Ag Award recently on the combined product that is now in the mix. So we are now integrating the two platforms to create that first seed-to-table meal planner in the country, and it doesn't exist anywhere. So in the next 3 weeks, you will soon begin to see the option of growing the food featured inside of the meal planner, featured inside of the recipes that you're choosing. And then once you decide to grow it, we'll walk you through every step of getting started. Just like we've done with Start a Garden, we have 8,000 vegetables that have been started across the country using our technology. That same technology will be used for Healthy Kids, Inc. And it won't take away from anyone in the community that simply wants to use it just for a meal planner. That's fine. It will completely continue to serve that purpose. But when you decide that you want to grow what you cook, well, get ready because we are going to blow your mind with this feature and we're truly going to make it fail-proof for you. So our mantra continues to be, how can we do the most good and impact the most lives? And we believe that from growing to meal planning to cooking, we've now got that entire process covered so that now families can reconnect with their roots again and they can start to build that legacy of health in their family. You know, that gardening has skipped a couple of generations. And so now our kids need to be reintroduced to that process. We need to be introduced to that process again. It's really, really important. It's a new chapter for Healthy Kids, Inc., and we really hope that you'll continue with us on this journey. So that's our podcast for this week. It's a bit more personal than usual, but it's also a great lesson in just trusting your source and always going with your heart. You know, I spent 20 years in corporate, and honestly, my ego was just larger than life. I mean, you're taught to never talk about emotion, never to show emotion, don't ever talk about God, don't talk about anything spiritual. But Healthy Kids, Inc., I mean, it's 100% heart. So yeah, I'm going to talk about both of them. It has been one huge, massive leap of faith, but we continue to trust the process and we continue to trust the messages that we received. And we've learned that the magic happens outside of our comfort zone, so we have to continually force ourselves out of that comfort zone. And as long as we continue to have faith, and as long as I can stop talking long enough to hear the messages that are coming to us, then we'll continue to really serve our life's purpose. And it's funny because, again, I get these messages every day, but today I bought a new kombucha bottle. It's some sort of a gratitude kombucha. And the taste is terrible. It's turmeric, carrot, and ginger. It doesn't taste good at all, but it has all these gratitude messages on it. So as I was just taking a few drinks right before we got started, one of the messages says, if we would take a look around, we would find that the universe is in constant communication with us. How cool is that? And how appropriate? So thank you for listening to our story. We can't wait for you to join us as we start this next chapter in Healthy Kids, Inc. We can't wait to help families and to help children and to really just serve our purpose. So thank you for joining us. We can't wait to talk with you next week. Have a great week ahead.